ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧಾ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧಾ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧೇ ರಾಧೇ ರಾಧಾ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧೇ ರಾಧೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಮಹಾಪುರಾಣ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯಾ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಃ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಚನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪದೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೆ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶಿವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ Hare Krishna. So we are hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, entitled The Forest of Enjoyment. And we are reading text, 14? Okay. So because the board is not ready yet, I am just going to read the eighth verse. Chapter 14, text 8. Atha kadachin nivasa paniya dravinadi anekatmopajivana abhinivesha एतस्याम संसाराटव्याम इतस्ततः परिधावति। ओके वर्स सेवन विल ओके सेवन एंड एट वी विल टेक। ओके सो द सेवेंथ वर्स गोज लाइक दिस। कच्चित् च अशेष दोष निषदनम पुरीश विशेषम तद्वर्ण गुण निर्मित मति सुवर्णम उपादित सत्य अग्निकाम कातर इव उल्मुक पिशाचम। आई विल जस्ट रीड द ट्रांसलेशन। समटाइम्स द लिविंग एंटिटी इज इंटरेस्टेड इन येलो स्टूल नोन एज गोल्ड एंड रन्स आफ्टर इट। दैट गोल्ड इज द सोर्स ऑफ मटेरियल ऑपुलेंस एंड एनवी एंड इट कैन एनेबल वन टू एफोर्ड इलिसिट सेक्स गैम्बलिंग मीट ईटिंग एंड इंटॉक्सिकेशन। दोज हूज माइंड्स आर ओवरकम बाय मोड ऑफ पैशन आर अट्रैक्टेड टू द कलर ऑफ द गोल्ड। Just as a man suffering from cold in the forest runs after a phosphorescent light in a marshy land, considering it to be fire. So the nice analogy given here, somebody who is suffering from cold, he is looking for some warmth and he thinks that, oh, I will find some fire somewhere and get myself warm. But then that this phosphorescent substance is there which looks like a fire but it is not fire. So similarly, Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan Ki Jai. Similarly, the everything that we take as a shelter in this world, if it is not done in a spirit of Krishna consciousness, then it will turn into misery as such. So this is what Prahlad Maharaj says, Dukha Oshadam Tadapi Dukham Atadhyaham Bhuman Brahmami Vadame Tavadasya Yogam. He says that I am trying to find solution to every problem in this world, but guess what? Every solution results into next problem. So I am trying that let my this problem be solved. We don't know whether this problem will be solved, but next problems are in line to pounce upon us. Okay, so the thing is, instead of solving the problem, Bhagavatam and all our Acharya Vrindas, they tell us to transcend the problem. We cannot solve the problem, we have to transcend it by taking to Krishna consciousness. Okay, we can do the needful, like let's say somebody is deceased, then one needs to take medicine, right? Somebody is drowning, must take shelter of some wood or something, floating wood or something. So that is there, but even doing that, it is important to remain Krishna conscious. Even while doing that, even while taking shelter of material solutions, it is important that we remember Krishna. Because the next verse, Prahlad Maharaj says, Balasya neha sharanam pitaro nrusimva nartasya chagadam udanvati majjato nauhu taptasya tat prativirira ihanja sreshtha tavad vibhot anubhrtam tad upekshitanam. If Krishna is not favorable, then the parents are not the shelter for the child. Sometimes it is seen that even parents become the cause of death of the child. Those who do abortion and etc. other things. So parents are the cause of the death of the child. And nartasya chagadam, then the medicine is not the cure for the disease if Krishna is not favorable. I mean, if Krishna is neglecting that person, then even the medicine is not a cure for a disease. Sometimes it is seen that medicines kill the patient faster. Okay. If that medicine is not working, sometimes it happens, it has the opposite effect. And sometimes the drowning person, the boat is not saving him. If Krishna is neglecting him, then boat is also not saving him. Sometimes it is seen that boat is the cause of drowning that person. Sometimes if the boat is only sinking or capsizing, what will happen?
All the passengers will die.
So therefore, in all solutions, one needs to remember Krishna. I'll just quickly go through Srila Prabhupada's purport here. Parikshit Maharaj told that Kali Yuga, told Kali personified to leave his kingdom immediately, and he offered him four places, namely brothels, liquor shops, slaughterhouses and gambling, casinos. So four things are given to him. Kali said that, but where will I find these places? Because in your kingdom there is no scope for this. There is no permit room where people can go and drink. So there is no scope for this. So then he said, okay, wherever there is extra wealth accumulated. Extra wealth, what is the meaning of extra wealth? Means wealth which is not used for Krishna. Wealth which is not used in God's service. So that extra wealth will automatically create these four vices. The extra wealth, the wealth which is not used in Krishna's service is what? Is anartha. It is not artha, it is anartha. And it will lead to these four vices, and that is where the Kali can stay. Kali with all its power can stay within these four things. Okay, so now we come to today's verse, which is on the board. Atha kadachit, we can, nivasa, paniya, dravina, adi, aneka, atma, upajivana, abhinivesha, etasyam, samsara, atavyam, itaha, tataha, paridhavati. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes the conditioned soul absorbed in finding residential quarters or apartments and getting a supply of water, riches to maintain his body, the conditioned soul is absorbed in finding all these comforts. Okay, absorbed in acquiring a variety of necessities, he forgets everything and perpetually runs around the forest of material existence. So the analogy is, the conditioned soul is like within the forest. Somebody who is in the forest cannot understand how he is lost. Okay, only somebody who is looking from above can find that where his location is and how he is trapped in a if you go to the fantasy park, they have something like this, that there are so many bushes and grooves and rooms, mazes. So you are stuck, you don't know, you keep wandering in circles. That is this material world. We keep wandering in birth, old age, death, disease. Birth, old age, death, disease. And we see, I have been here before. It's not the way out. Where is the outside gate leading outside? We see only in the maze. So how many of you have visited fantasy park? Nobody? Wow. So in school I had visited. So so in that, there are so many kind of rooms, or you can say the compounds after the compounds, one compound leading to another compound, another compound leading to another. And you do not know what is the way out. Like, it's, you keep wandering in the same place. And so this is kind of the, this is kind of material world. Like the birth, old age, death, disease. Like, and again, same cycle is repeated and we do not know the way out. So this is the forest. Okay. And in the forest, sometimes he even forgets that I need to get out. When he's trapped inside this maze, he forgets that I have to get out of this. In Hindi, they call it bhool bhulaiya. Like that. Maze, yeah. So, so what does he do? He becomes busy in finding food stuff. He becomes busy in finding water. He becomes busy in finding nice recluse. So even I just remembered one. Even Jesus Christ, he says that this world is like a bridge to go to spiritual world. So stop making houses on the bridge, he is saying. Stop making house on the bridge. So in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna is saying the same. All spiritual traditions, they tell us that never make this place the residence. Tata padam tat parimargitavyam yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuya. Krishna says to Shri Arjuna, try to approach, find that place after going where you don't come back. Don't busy yourself, you know, making nice comforts within this world. Because whatever comforts needed and whatever needful is there, that is available in this world without much endeavor. Krishna is saying that ananya shintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nityabhi yuktanam yogakshemam vahamyam. He is saying, don't worry about your yogakshema. Don't worry about your maintenance. Prabhupada says in one place that elephant eats 100 kgs per day. And still he gets his food every day. He is not starving. Although human beings are cutting down forests, still the elephants are not starving. Like, so Krishna has arrangement for every animal, every bird, every insect. Like, can you believe, like some sugar crystal is falling on your table, and an ant which is in its anthill or whatever, inside the hole of some door or something. So it comes to know that it is there. So who gave that ant this power to smell and understand that there is a sugar particle there? So there is a program for maintenance for every living entity. So why should we bother ourselves so much that entirety of our consciousness is sucked into just the maintenance of the body? So therefore our Rishabhdev also says, Nayam deho deha bhajam nur loke kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujamye tapo divyam putraka yena satvam shuddhye de asmat brahma saukhyam tu anantam. This human body is extremely rare opportunity. We cannot even fathom how fortunate we are just to get human body, because in the human body there is a chance of developing higher consciousness. So people are busy in going to moon, going to Mars, but what is that? That is like elevating the body. How do we gain, what do we gain by elevating the body? Even if it goes to the, you know, outside galaxy, how does it raise the consciousness even by an inch? The Vedic society is based on and focusing on how to raise a consciousness. In human life, if we could raise our consciousness even by a foot or a meter, that's a success. What is the point in taking this body and taking it to develop some machine by which I take this body, elevate it to somewhere, and then come back, while consciousness is sinking down and down, then fit underground? So it is the consciousness which is of importance. The body is supposed to help in raising the consciousness. So so Srila Prabhupada is saying here that, as originally mentioned, a poor man belonging to mercantile community goes to the forest to get some cheap goods to bring back to the city to sell as a profit. He is so absorbed in the thought of maintaining the body and soul together that he forgets his original relationship with Krishna and seeks only the bodily comforts. Thus, material activities are the conditioned soul's only engagement. Not knowing the aim of life, the materialist perpetually wanders in material existence, struggling to get the necessities of life. Not understanding the aim of life, even though he acquires sufficient necessities, he manufactures artificial necessities and thus becomes more and more entangled. Very interesting. The nature of the mind is, the more we have, the more we want. The more we have, the more we want. And it is never satiated. think of something that I desired, you know, very desperately. Oh, if this thing I get, I'll be satisfied. If this position I get, I'll be satisfied. If this thing I get, I'll be satisfied. If this person I get, I'll be satisfied. And then compare with the experience after getting it. Within few days, if not moments, the charm vanishes. And we want something new. Right? So that is the nature of this world. The mind's demands are never satiated. It is impossible to satiate mind's demands. There is never a situation when we can say, oh, now my mind is satiated with all my material possessions that I wanted, and now I can focus on my spiritual life. It's never possible. Like wherever we are, you can think of any beggar on the street has the same demands of mind as any multimillionaire. Very interesting. That is how the mind tricks. The mind is tricking every single entity everywhere. What to speak of multimillionaire? Indra wants Brahmaji's position. Can you imagine? Indra, who is the king of all demigods, now one has to perform 100 yajnas absolutely according to karma kanda to become Indra. Therefore he is called as Shatakratu. And then he thinks that, oh, I am not satisfied. Oh, this is not good. I was reading Brihad Bhagavatamrut, in which the devatas, they are always envious of each other. The swargavasis, they are always envious of each other. Sparda asuya atya bhay. These things are there even in heavens. What to speak of some nice affluent area in this world? Even in heavens it is like that. So therefore, if we want to completely get out of this mess, we have to aim for developing Krishna consciousness and go to the spiritual world of Krishna, where there is no envy. Paramo nirmat saranam satam. There is no enmity. Yatra naisarga durvaira. Sahasandru murgadaya. Mitrani vajita vasan. So, do we not want to go to a place where everybody is so loving that we are drowned in that love? Is it not our ideal dream? So that is possible only in spiritual world, not anywhere else. This whole world, entirely anywhere you go in this world, the poorest of poorest country or richest of richest countries, everywhere there is a dissatisfaction. And then there will be violence, there will be envy. Somewhere it will be covered, somewhere it will be uncovered, but it is always there. So Prabhupada is saying, let's not forget our main purpose, which is to develop Krishna consciousness. He creates a mental situation whereby he needs greater and greater comforts. Just like what we were discussing, right? He creates more and more need for more and more comforts. Artificial needs. A person is satisfied with simple food. A person is satisfied with simple clothing. He has more time to focus on something higher. So Prabhupada is saying, the materialist does not know the secret of nature's ways. Prakrute kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudhatma kartahamiti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of three modes of nature, thinks himself to be doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature. So it is Rajogun, Sattvagun, Tamogun which is making us work. But rather, we should take control of our mind and tell the mind to do what we want it to do. Like whole life I have spent becoming a slave of mind. The mind is influenced by Rajogun, Sattvagun, Tamogun, goodness, passion, ignorance. And it tells me, do this, you will be happy. Do that, you will be happy. And I just nod, okay, I try this. And then still I am not happy. Therefore, Rupa Goswami is praying. Kamadinam katina katida palita durnidesha. Since how long have I obediently followed the instructions of lust, anger, greed? Time immemorial. Katina katida. How many times? Innumerable times. Tesham jata maina karuna natrapa nopa shanti. What is the result? Where the lust, anger, greed satisfied with me? No. Tesham jata maina karuna. They did not become compassionate upon me that I did overtime work for my boss and still he is not satisfied. This boss is lust, anger, greed. I worked overtime, still not satisfied. Tesham jata maina karuna natrapa. And it is shamelessly proposing to do something more vicious and more nasty, nastier than before. Natrapa, no upashanti, and forget about getting any peace of mind. Visrujjeta natha yadupate sampratam labda buddhis. But now, because of the grace of Guru Sadhu Shastra, I got this intelligence that this is not working. This whole thing, this whole stuff is not working. And therefore, tvam ayata sharanam abhayam mam niyungshva atmadasya. Now I have come to you, O Yadupati. Yadupati is Krishna. Yadu is the name for this Vrajvasis also. So, Yadupati means Gokulpati. Okay. So, now I have come to you. Now please engage me in your service. So, that is the best way of transcending all the problems and becoming eternally happy. So Krishna wants everyone to be happy, and he is giving the solution that just give this thing up. Do not try to make the mind happy. It can never be happy by material means. Mind can be happy only in service of Krishna. There is no other way mind can be happy. Due to lusty desire, the living entity creates a certain mental situation where he wants to enjoy this material world. He thus becomes entangled, enters different bodies and suffers in them. I was just reading one article in which how this, no matter how much we try to hide the miseries of this world by external makeup, the miseries will evidently show their face to us and will challenge us in the arena. So there was one king, Shuddhodan, and he has a son whose name was Siddharth. And he thought that I will give my son so many comforts that he will never think that this life is miserable. And I will never show him anything miserable in this world. So he replaced all his servants in his palace. No old servant. All of them were fresh youth. All the servants and maid servants were employed who were young, like 20, 22 years old or something. And he would not allow him to step outside the palace in the kingdom. Okay? All the goody-goody things, the palace, the garden, that's all his world was, his sons. He did not see any misery, he did not see any disease, he did not see old age, he did not see any death. And he became, later on, and he became of a mature age, so he got married to a beautiful princess. I mean, his father, mother got him married to a beautiful princess. And then life was going on, still he has not stepped out in the kingdom, okay. So one time he tells his charioteer, Chandak, servant, that now today you take me outside. I want to see the kingdom, like I am already 18 or 20, I don't know how old he was. But yet I haven't seen my kingdom, what is this, like I want to explore, let's go. So he takes him on a chariot, and first time in his life he sees a man who is bowing, has a white beard and bent backbone, and with a stick he is walking. So he says, what is that? So Chandak says, this is old age. So Siddhartha says, will this happen to me? So this Chandak says, of course, you are special or what? Like, you know, this will happen to you also. And then he walks in, then they are moving in their chariot. Then he sees a person having, what is it called? The fingers are kind of leprosy, yeah. The fingers are all gone, like, you know. And the face is very ugly, nose has fallen off. And there are wound signs everywhere. So he says, what is this? So he says, this is disease. will this happen to me? Of course, you are special or what? Like, you know, this will happen to you also. Then he sees four people carrying somebody on their backs, somebody lying down. So he says, what is that? So he says, this is death. Come on, you don't know this? Will this happen to me? He asks. Of course, this will happen to you. Then he says that, stop the chariot. He sees one banyan tree. He says, stop the chariot here. And he says, Chandak, you go back. I am not coming. Tell my parents that I am not coming. I will sit down below this tree until I get self-realization, no matter what happens. And then he goes back, and rest is the story. We know that, you know, he gets enlightenment. Of course, that is a jnana process, which more focuses on nirvana and destroying the mind and etc. But ours is a positive process of dealing with the mind, which is engaging the mind and transcending it and spiritualizing it by giving it to the proper object. Because if you see, what is mind? Everybody's mind is Krishna's vibhuti. Indriyana maham manaha, Krishna says. Among all the senses, I am the mind. So we know why mind is so powerful. Because it is Krishna's vibhuti. And we are Krishna's part and parcel. And bhakti is Krishna's transcendental energy. So with the help of Krishna's transcendental energy, bhakti, we, the part and parcel of Krishna, another energy, with the help of one energy, we the energy also want to engage our energy, which is mind, in the most energetic source of everything. That is Krishna. Does it make sense? We, one energy of Krishna, take shelter of bhakti, which is superior energy of Krishna, to engage our mind, which is the energy bestowed upon us by Krishna, which is also Krishna's energy, Krishna's vibhuti, to serve Krishna, the original energetic. So that is the way of that is the way to the highest bliss and the highest happiness and highest satisfaction, because now everything is fine. So just to understand a little bit about what is samsara. The acharyas have given the etymological meaning of samsara. Sam means deha. And one who remembers deha will be trapped in samsara. As long as we are conscious of only our body and relationships pertaining to the body, we will continue in the samsara. And as soon as we start tasting bhakti rasa, Sanatan Goswami writes, Krishna bhakti sudha panat deha daihika vismrute tesham prakrut dehepi sachidananda rupata. I will explain, very beautiful. It says, Krishna bhakti sudhapanat. If we start relishing Krishna bhakti rasa to certain extent, to that extent that deha daika vismrute, that we become completely unaware of our body and relationships related to the pertaining to the body. So by drinking bhakti rasa so much and this is not a out of the world phenomena. I mean, I have the experience, like, in previously, if I I watched some movie or something in dark light. I did not even understand that I am hungry or anything. So, deha dehika vismruti. But this is because of some other thing related to deha. Okay. But now, if you replace that object with Krishna, and Krishna bhakti sudhapana deha dehika vismruti, if I come to the stage or gradually come to the stage of forgetting the body and things pertaining to the body, then tesham bhautika dehepi prakruta dehepi sachidananda rupata. It is considered that such devotees, although having material body, are considered sachidananda. Already spiritual. Okay. So it is important that I try to recognize that what are the objects of sense gratification. So the Vaishnavas have given beautiful analogy about what are the objects of sense gratification. Giri Nadi Vega Tulya. That means they are as forceful as the river which is flowing down the mountain. So how many of you have visited Prayag, Dev Prayag, not this Dev Prayag or Rishi Prayag? You have visited, huh? So what is Ganga's force there? It is so tremendous that somebody who gets trapped into that, there is no possibility that you can recover him. If the river is flowing on plateau, there is still chance that you can save that person, or he will get to the river side or something, sure. But Girinadi Vegatulya, somebody who is trapped in this sense objects, he will get carried away until he dies. Girinadi Vegatulya. Then, Rikta Mushtivat Asara. They are insubstantial like the closed fist. We can remember these analogies. These are so beautiful. Closed fist. Empty closed fist. So right now I am closing the fist. So somebody, if I show it to somebody, somebody may think, oh, there must be something valuable inside. But if I open it, there is nothing. So that is sense gratifying objects of this world. Rikta Mushtivat Asara Girinadi Vega Tulya. Then Sharad Abhra Iva Kshanika. The autumnal clouds, white clouds, sometimes you see them and next day they disappear. Yeah, so Kshanika, they just disperse. So these objects are like that. Samudravat Dushpura. No matter how much we supply, they will always remain unsatiated. Lavanodakavat Trishnakara. Means if you are thirsty, try drinking salty water. What happens? First of all, the thirst is not gone away. It is not vanquished. Rather, it is increased. Like one feels more thirsty by drinking salty water. Aam bhojanavat vedana kara. Like I have eaten some big feast or something. Or it has two meanings. Aam bhojan means eating something raw. So eating something raw is very painful. Like try eating raw rice or raw gehu or something like that. It's very painful. I mean, there is no taste. And or ama bhojanavat vedanakara means after eating it has created am in the stomach. There is one Ayurvedic concept called am, not amras wala am. amla, like amla. Which creates diseases in the body. That is ama. So undigested, in simple terms, undigested food will create lot of misery in the body, right? I have already experience of that. So sense gratification fine objects are like that. Objects of sense gratification are like that. Then kadali Skandavat Durbala. They are so feeble, like the trunk of a banana tree. So if you see there is little wind, what are the first trees that fall? in Little Wind. Banana trees, you must have seen here, like, I have seen many times, like, here there was one banana tree, one night, little storm, not a big storm, and that tree fell down. You will see it many places, because it has a very watery stem, right? Who is a botanist here, like, you know, like a very feeble stem, it lot of water content in that, and little wind, it can get toppled. So, the objects of sense gratification are like that, the desires for sense gratification and the object. Like, yesterday I could enjoy them and today I cannot. That is how feeble they are. That is how my senses are also so feeble. And, what else? Like that there are some analogies, but you get the point. So therefore, it is intelligence to leave these things apart and then go for something which will always give a shelter, nirantar and shashvat, forever and for eternity. That is Krishna. Why Krishna is saying that make relationship with me? Because, and he is saying, he is given the logic, aham evasam evagre, nanya adyat sadasat param. What is the logic in saying that? I was always there before, I am right now also, I am only there. After the annihilation of this world, I will only be there. Why does Krishna say this? Huh? It's permanent, yeah. So your shelter will be permanent if you take shelter of me. It is permanent investment or whatever it is. Like permanent results for this investment. So that is the reason Krishna is telling this. So don't invest your mind into temporary. You will get temporary results, not even temporary results, illusory temporary results. And you invest in me and you will get the ultimate final results. Therefore our Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya vipatti jano, samsara swapana mano, narataru bhajanera mool. He says, Vishaya vipatti mano, consider all the objects of sense gratification to be vipatti. It's something I don't want. Samsara swapana mano, consider this world around us to be dream. Why? Because since my birth, I have been lied to. The whole world is lying to me. That this works this way, this works that way. But my experience is no, this doesn't work this way. Because yesterday I tried sense gratification, I failed. Today I tried, I failed. Guess what will happen tomorrow if I try? I will fail. It's scientific truth. Yesterday I burnt magnesium strip. What did I get? Magnesium oxide, right? Today I burn it, what will I get? Magnesium oxide. Tomorrow if I burn, I will get something, some other compound? No, I will get the same thing. So it's science, right? So similarly, yesterday I have tried to enjoy temporary, I was frustrated. Today I am trying, I am being frustrated. What will happen tomorrow? Same thing. So, therefore he is saying, therefore what is our shelter? So Narottam Das Thakur says, I will end with this point. Let me get the first line. Yugala charane priti, param ananda tathi. Oh, you want ultimate bliss? What is ultimate bliss? Yugala charane priti. Priti to the lotus feet of Radha Krishna is the param ananda tathi. That is the param ananda. Anandasya mimamsa, esha anandasya mimamsa bhavati. Amrutasya putra. Like we are born out of Krishna's happiness. Can you believe that? That is our description. And yet I am miserable. How is it? I am born out of happiness and I am miserable. That means I am not connected to the source. That is, therefore, yugala charane priti, parama ananda tati. That is ultimate bliss. How do I get that? Rati prema maya parabandhe. Prabandha is what our acharyas have given through their books. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, all, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam, whatever they have given us, that is Rati Premamaya Parabandhe. I should invest my Rati into the literature that our acharyas have given. And then, Krishna Nama Radha Nama Upay Karo Rasa Dhama. Oh, you want Rasa? There is Rasa only in one thing, Krishna Nama Radha Nama. Radharani's name, Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Charane Padiya Paranande. What will this chanting do to us? With great bliss, we'll fall at their lotus feet. So, that's what all the acharyas have done. And that's what all the acharyas have recommended us to do. That take shelter of holy name, take shelter of the literature that given by our acharyas. Develop Rati for the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. That's all. That's all there is. That is the name of the game, as they say. So to be winner in this game, that's all we have to do. And then, no fouls. Okay, aparad is like a foul or fault. So that's the only thing I have to be cautious of, and that is how the human life becomes successful. Naratanu bhajanera mool. Naratanu bhajanera mool. This naratanu is only for bhajan, and everything else, our maintenance, our family, our society is meant to nourish this bhajan. Just last analogy. Everything will happen, everything will follow if we focus on spirituality. Even the material maintenance will follow. There is no need to worry about it. Just like if you want to, have you seen a horse cart? Horse has to, who is in front? The cart is in front or horse is in front? If we keep the horse in front, the cart will be easily pulled. But if we keep the cart in front and force the horse to push it, two things will happen. First of all, it's extremely difficult for the horse to push the cart. Okay. His body structure is not made for that. And secondly, he won't see the obstacles in front. Like, he won't know where he is going. So, if we keep the bhajan, the main horse in front, then all the maintenance, etc. will be pulled easily. But if we keep the maintenance in front and bhajan at the back, then our bhajan will suffer, our cart pushing will also not be efficient. So I hope this is not too far-fetched analogy. Okay, so I would conclude here. Any quick question or comment, I can try to answer. Okay, one question. Vyay. Sparda asoya atyay vyay. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto. Shrutam cha drishtavat dushtam. This is the shloka. Shrutam cha drishtavat dushtam. Sparda asoya atyay vyay. Shrutam means what we have seen in this world. Drishtam means what we hear about heavens. Drishtavat dushtam. That is as bad as that was what we are seeing in this material world. The point here is Bhagavatam is saying Swarga is as bad as this world that we are living in, spiritually speaking. Materially speaking, okay, there may be some more facilities, but spiritually speaking, it is as bad. Even worse, actually. Because in material world, at least we have some pain by which we can at least feel helpless and other things. So, Sparda, Asoya, Atyaya and Vyaya. Sparda means competition, Asoya means envy, Atyaya means diminution. Atyaya means cessation, and vyaya means diminution. So all these bad qualities are there in heavens also. So there may be some, I will give one example, maybe some beautiful garden is there, but that garden will also perish in heavens. So like that. So Swarda asoya atyaya vyaya. One Swargavasi will feel asoya towards another Swargavasi. Okay. Any other question? I hope, did I answer? Okay, so we'll conclude here. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Hare Krishna.